once again, folks, I apologize for the intermittent hammering you're hearing in the background, if indeed you are. I don't know if you can hear it, but they're adding another foot of concrete to our bunker here in South America, and we're glad of it. How bad is the situation on earth to God? We know that while God is conciliated to the world now, the world doesn't realize it, because the world is mad at God because they have a picture painted to them of God that is quite unflattering, and this is accomplished by the marvels and wonders of the Christian religion. Turned millions of people from God, this is what they do. But if you look in the book of Revelation, as we're doing, as we're going to do in detail, and you see the violence of the wrath, then and only then do you realize how appalling is the behavior of humankind generally toward God. It's hideous, or as I like to say, hideous. I'd like to put accents on various different syllables for the heck of it. And so when you see the end of these things, you realize how awful it was all along, and it will make you appreciate even more the wonder that God put up with it for so long. And it's the same when we look into the destruction of the religions of the world, because there are two main sections in Revelation, the throne section and the temple section. Revelation is divided into three sections: the prophecy section, then throne, then temple. Throne has to do with kingdoms, with the political supremacy of the earth, and the temple section has to do with the worship, with the religious supremacy on the earth. And in the section having to do with the throne, I mean with the temple, we see that the major religions of the world, and there are four, are going to be decimated, destroyed by a messenger of God, messengers of God who will not only destroy the religions, but kill those who adhere to the religions. Millions of people are slated to die in the book of Revelation by the hand of God. And only when you see that and realize it, and we're going to look at it with great specificity, when you see it only, do you realize then how despicable it has been all the time to God. But now he's tolerant of it, because he's now conciliated to the world through the evangel of Paul. The evangel of Paul is what is keeping the world together. Well, besides, of course, the cohering power of Christ, which we read about in Colossians chapter 1. Other than that, it's Paul's gospel. Now, we read yesterday that the detainer is going to be taken out of the midst. We are the detainer. The body of Christ are people of peace. We've been given a message of the conciliation, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and because of that, God is now at peace with the world, and we are the messengers of that message, that gospel. And so as long as we're on the earth doesn't realize what it owes to us. Yeah, if you want to feel important, think of this. The only reason that God's wrath is not poured out, his productive wrath, not vindictive, productive wrath, and eventually blessing the world, the only reason that's not poured out now is because you and I are still on the planet, and we're ambassadors of peace, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And when we're withdrawn, then this message no longer in force. This message is no longer in force. Then the way is clear for God to display his indignation. Now you're getting a clue as to the order of things, which Paul told the Thessalonians, which I read to you yesterday. The order of things is that the man of lawlessness is going to be revealed, the body of Christ taken out of the midst, the detainer clears the way for the man of lawlessness, the detainer is taken away first, then the man of lawlessness is revealed, sorry if I got that reversed, and then all hell breaks loose, and we see God's indignation, and the world learns righteousness through it. So you play a major role in this. Your presence on the earth plays a major role. Now, God hates world's religions, absolutely hates them. And you don't realize that until you see what he does to them at the end. And so now that you have this information, though, it helps because the religions today are presented so purely and innocently. But when you see how God deals with them in the end, you can come back to our time and you see them for what they are. You can see them for what they are when you look ahead to see how God's going to deal with them, okay? That's the secret to that. Now, God, you're worried about your loved ones, and I understand that. I'm worried about my loved ones too. No, I'm not worried, but I love my loved ones. That's why I call them loved ones, and you do too. And I want you to know this, that some of your loved ones may be going through the day of indignation. That's why it helps to give them this message of the conciliation. Tell them about the Gospel of Paul. Give them my book, The First Idiot in Heaven. Or give them my book. I wrote a book, The Clanging Gong News Collector's Edition. Great way to introduce these mature truths to people in a happy way, with happy photos, colorful photos, and entertaining articles. Order that book, Clanging Gong News Collection. Yeah, it's expensive because it's a bunch of full-color pictures, but this, I mean, what price bringing the gospel to your family members? But this is my word of comfort to you, is that God loves your family members more than you do. And he knows what's right for them. He knows what's right to bring them to an understanding of the truth. And what was necessary for you may not be necessary for them. They're different than you. I know you would love to dictate the way in which your children or your neighbors, your parents come to the truth. But we are not the dictators of that. Yes, we can bring them the evangel, but if they reject it, it's not our fault. It's not our responsibility. Even if we end up not bringing it to them, God's ultimately behind that. But I say, take it to them. Take it to them. Give it a try. If you don't know the words, you can't do it, then send them one of my books. That's the simplest way to do it. Send them Martin Zender Goes to Hell or How to Be Free from Sin While Smoking a Cigarette. Inexpensive books that can change someone's life. Do it. Now, I want to go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3 through 10. Because this is the strongest verse I know of, proving that we will not be here during the most horrible days of indignation that are coming on this earth. And whoa, I'm sorry if you don't think it's really going to happen. I'm sorry if you're a preterist. I'm sorry about that. If you think that Titus destroying Jerusalem in 70 AD, if you think that was a fulfillment of all the things we read of in Revelation, there's a bit of a disconnect there. When was a third of the earth destroyed? When was a third of the earth burned up? When was a third of the earth's inhabitants killed? When did the giant earthquake strike Jerusalem and break it into three pieces? When did the new heavens and earth come? Because if that was the day of indignation, then 1,000 years has certainly passed since then, namely in the year 1070, and at which time the new heavens and the new earth should have been inaugurated, in which there is no death. If you visit the cemetery lately, there are still hearses stubbornly driving in and out of the cemeteries, which ticks me off. And it ticks me off even more that people think that the new earth, that we're on the new earth. Come on, get real. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 3 through 10. Yeah, 2 Thessalonians. I was in first. Go to one. You know what? I'm going to save this for tomorrow because I want to give you this news while smoking a cigar. It just doesn't seem right to me to tell you something this good while not smoking a cigar, so I simply refuse to do it. Again, I apologize for the banging here in the bunker. They're giving us another foot of concrete. So entrust your family to God. Entrust your own life to God. He is able to take care of that which concerns you and your loved ones. This isn't your world. It isn't your plan. No one could have invented this plan, not even Stephen King or Steven Spielberg. The most talented novelist could never have come up with the plan of the eons. We're at the end of the wicked eon, thank God. We are a unique, selected generation to not only see the transfer of an eon, eon 3 to 4, but the transference of the wicked eons into good eons. You are really well-placed, and enjoy the fact that God chooses you beforehand for salvation.